Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel is only for the Jewish people. Netanyahu's comment comes as the call for boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel's apartheid policies is gaining momentum, even in countries that are traditionally regarded as the allies of Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry recently warned that Israel risks becoming an apartheid state if talks with the Palestinian Authority fail. He later apologized and insisted that his remarks were only an expression of his belief that a two-state solution was the only way to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But has Israel long been an apartheid state? In fact, since it came into being in 1948. What are the prospects for a possible resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? I'm Huma Lizghi and you're watching The Debate.
Israeli authorities are preparing the ground to redefine Israel in a new but controversial way. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel is only for Jewish people. Netanyahu said that Israel's existence flows from it being the national home of the Jewish people. Netanyahu says he devised the plan because what he describes as Israel's legitimacy is constantly and increasingly targeted. He claimed that Tel Aviv will fully respect the rights of other minorities. His comment came as the call for boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel for its apartheid policies is gaining momentum worldwide, even in countries that are traditionally regarded as the allies of Israel.
His comments are just more evidence that Israel is a Jewish supremacist, racist, apartheid state.
Netanyahu made the remarks weeks after U.S. brokered negotiations between Israeli officials and the Palestinian Authority reached a stalemate. Israel and the Palestinian Authority are locked in a number of disputes. They include issues such as Israel's incessant settlement activities and the fate of Palestinian refugees who have been forced to leave their motherland since 1948.
And what he's trying to do is set up the conditions so the Palestinians don't have the right of return. Because if he calls Israel a Jewish-only state, and that's on the record, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have to allow any Palestinians back into Israel and even the West Bank.
Feeling the heat from Israeli extremist approaches, even some American officials, including Secretary of State John Kerry, blamed Tel Aviv for the failure of talks. Kerry said the deadlock is caused by Israel's approval of more settler units on occupied Palestinian land and its refusal to honor its promise to release Palestinian prisoners. The U.S. Secretary of State even warned that if the negotiations fail to move forward, then Israel risks becoming an apartheid regime. Under pressure from pro-Israeli lobby groups and politicians, Kerry, however, was forced to apologize for his comments. But some observers say Israel is already an apartheid regime. American author Josh Rubner, for instance, believes, since its inception in 1948, Israel has maintained a regime of differentiated rights that privileges Israeli Jews and discriminates against Palestinians. Many blame Washington's unwavering support for the failure of talks over the Middle East conflict, arguing that the support has emboldened Tel Aviv to defiantly violate international law and to practice apartheid policies in the occupied Palestinian lands.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from San Francisco is co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement, Mr. Paul Larudi, and with us live from New York, journalist and political commentator Maxine Dobera. Thank you very much, both of you, for being with us. I'll put my first question to our guest in New York, Maxine Dobera. Let's look at what Benjamin Netanyahu has said there, and I'll quote here, Israel is the nation state of one people only, the Jewish people, and of no other people. What does this, in your view, imply?
That the Prime Minister of Israel has said this reflects the standing majority of the people in Israel and the historical connection of the Jewish people to Israel. It does not, however, mean that other people of other backgrounds, non-Jews, do not have full citizenship rights in Israel. They do, both Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and other religious practices all have open and free rights in Israel if they are citizens, if they are participating in the society, they benefit and are responsible to the society, whatever their background is. But what the Prime Minister has stated is that this is an obvious majority of the Jewish people as a Jewish state. as far as I understand.
Well, let's bring in Mr. Paul LaRudy on this as well. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu, in his defense, has said that the civil rights, in his words, I'm quoting here, of minorities, including Arabs, would be guaranteed. And the move was vital, he says, at a time when aspects of Israel's legitimacy were under an increasing and constant assault from abroad and at home. Do you find that justifiable, Mr. LaRudy?
Well, as a matter of fact, Maxine is correct that it reflects the majority opinion of the Jewish majority in Israel. And however, this majority is a manipulated majority. It was achieved by expelling the majority population, the original majority population, leaving only, leaving roughly 80% Jews. And today, it's a problem if the minority population, the current minority population, the Palestinians, become too numerous. In that case, you need to increase the number of Jews or decrease the number of Palestinians in order to assure that it remains a Jewish state. In the meantime, yes, they have full minority rights, which are not the same as the majority rights. So that, for example, in most of Israel, in fact, more than 90% or 95% of Israel, the living quarters, the habitation, is controlled by boards which allow certain people to live in these residences. And you can say, for all practical purposes, that non-Jews are excluded from these residences. This is to maintain what they call the character of the neighborhood. So they decide who gets to live there and who doesn't. As a result, the 20%, slightly more than 20% Palestinian population of Israel, that is those with citizenship, live in less than 2.5% of the land area, and they are almost exclusively the residents of those areas, while the Jews live in more than 97%.
Well, Maxine Dover, let's look at your view on this as well. I mean, that's exactly what people are calling an apartheid state, which is wrong, they say. How can you justify this?
Well, I would respond to say that I do not have the percentages at hand, though by observation, and I have been all over the country of Israel in the north and in the south, I have visited with friends in Jews towns, Jews friends whose homes I admire and would love to have myself. They live a very normal, comfortable life as full citizens of Israel. The Arab friends with whom I visited have also very normal living quarters. I don't know where this 2.5% number comes from that my colleague has quoted. This is not one I can respond to with any knowledge, so I will have to say that is not one that is on the table. With regard to boards and maintenance of numbers, I think that that has some reflection in the fact that generally communities do maintain a community, and what that goes for whether they are Jews of Russian background or Jews of Sephardic background, there is a likelihood that there may be some community atmosphere. It doesn't mean that there are not mixed areas throughout the country.
And
Maxine
Dover,
goes both for mixed populations that are of Jewish background and that are not of Jewish background, whether they're Christian or Muslim or other backgrounds.